WebmasterRadio.com.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Death, death, death!
Did somebody say my name?
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Everyone, welcome to the Wednesday night edition, the very first Facebook Live of the Rack Extra, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Yes, we're embracing the technologies. We're going live for an impromptu edition of the Rack Extra. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
She throws this crap at me at the very last second. It's like, let's do this thing live. We're going to record a show. No, we're going to do it live. We're going to do a whole thing on live. We'll do one on Facebook. You've been working with Facebook, right? So let's do it live on Facebook, right?
You have been bragging to me about Facebook Live and how you got it working and you've been testing it and you've been playing with it. So, you know, I'm sorry. I thought you were a master at this.
I tested it twice yesterday. That's it. That's all I did. But no, we're going to use it live to talk about the WWE draft that happened last night on SmackDown Live.
Well, I mean, if we're going to sit here and we're going to record something, why not do it live for the people?
Let's do it live for the people on the Facebook Lives.
Because, you know, we're a show for the people, by the people. I did not plagiarize that.
Oh, okay. All right, Melania, whatever you say.
So how you say her name?
Uh-huh. How did you think you said it?
I don't even know what her name is, honestly.
But we're not here to talk about making America great again. No. We're here to talk
about...
Because they're not. Because they're not. We're here to talk about how you make WWE great again with the draft, right?
Right. We are here to talk about the WWE draft. It occurred last night on the first edition of SmackDown Live. There were some surprises. There were some jabs. There were some shots. And yes, there was even a CrossFit Jesus reference. CrossFit Jesus is canon, y'all. They read Twitter.
Thank you, Shane McMahon.
Thank you, Shane McMahon, for that. I want the official WWE CrossFit Jesus shirt now. I want them to actually go there and make that shirt. I know plenty of artists that would happily step up for that.
Same here.
This event is for people that want it.
Thank you, Tumblr. Thank you.
Okay, staff, not that you are ever going to be in the sound of my voice, but for the love of God, kill the video ads. I work in advertising, okay? You cannot have video ads that play with sound on the first shot. They gotta be muted.
Especially when the ads don't even exist.
Get up to your standards.
So anyway, we're live. Anything can happen, as you can clearly tell, just by trying to plug the show on Tumblr. Hey, there's sound.
He's not even paying attention. He's tumbling right now.
I was plugging the show.
He's tumbling.
Anyway, we're gonna break this down round by round. How many rounds? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Too many to count. They went until 11 o'clock.
There were 11 rounds. Yeah, we were gonna do this last night, but they went till 11, and neither of us wanted to do the show at 11, so here we are, tonight, doing the show, before the show, tomorrow. we'll do everything else. So
is this like the pre-show? Is this the this isn't the tasteful side boob?
This is not the tasteful side boob. What would this be? The casual foreplay, maybe?
The casual side boob?
Casual side boob?
I guess this is like the V-neck? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Alright, so I know Tim's listening to this, and if he wants to make a boob reference, this is his opportunity.
Is it the pasty?
Could be the pasty. Could be the pasty.
We're so classy here. This is us literally deciding at the last minute, hey, we're going to talk about the draft. Let's just casually go on Facebook Live and talk about the draft and everything else inane that we talk about.
Apparently, no more sexual references. Apparently, that's a thing. From Tim.
From really? Tim Stein actually said no more sexual references. I am surprised at you, sir. I am surprised. I never want to hear you ever complain that we didn't give you the opportunity to make the joke and you didn't take it. Okay?
And he always, always takes the opportunity to make the joke.
Always.
Always. Alright, so here we go. Round number one, because I'm going to try to steer this in a direction other than boob jokes. We have Seth Rollins as the number one overall pick.
I don't think this was any real huge surprise. I think people were daring it down to either Seth, Dean, or Roman and Brock at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a huge surprise that Raw took Seth Rollins. All I can say is that the whole Steph-Seth relationship thing is surviving, and I'm so happy about that.
She was so giddy in her Raw dress.
She was. She was rocking that dress, man. I kind of want it.
I bet they auction that off.
Oh, they probably will.
Because you can only really wear that once.
No, you see, she holds on to it every year when they re-up the draft. Or when they do the next year's movements.
But it's Steph. She always likes to get new stylish stuff. So, you know, probably auction it off.
True.
So, anyway, Rollins went 1, Dean went 2 to SmackDown, Charlotte went 3, AJ went 4 to SmackDown, and Finn Balor, the first NXT pick, goes to Monday Night Raw.
I think I heard Finn got the biggest pop of the night at the show for the draft. I think everybody's been waiting on this for a long, long time. I'm excited for Finn to go up.
I'm very excited for Finn to go up. Yeah, that's a cool thing for him. He's finally up on the main roster. This was the moment everyone has been anticipating. And it's just interesting. You go through the top five, first round. That's how they broke it up round by round, 11 rounds.
So many rounds.
Charlotte in the top five, not that much of a surprise, kind of, a little bit, maybe. She is the women's champion, so it makes sense she would be drifted high. When I did the mock draft, I had her in, like, the teens, but I didn't think, because I figured, oh, we'll just do all the guys, but no, we actually went with her in the top five.
I think this was where people are falling in terms of WWE, what they see in them, and you really do need to have your champions relatively high in the draft, and because they've done all the work to the women's championship, I'm not hugely surprised that she went number 3. I'm actually really proud that she went number 3.
A year ago, this would not have happened.
A year ago, she would have been, like, on the network in round 10 or something like that, if that. So it's like, I'm really happy that Charlotte went at number 3, and she wasn't the only woman to necessarily go high. We'll get to some of the others, but the fact that you did have the women's division represented in the first round, right after basically Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, who is the WWE champion, you had your women's champion, and she's going to Raw.
She is going to Raw. AJ Styles becomes the number 1 heel on SmackDown Live. No surprise there.
I'm excited for AJ to be on SmackDown. I want the AJ-Ambrose feud.
And if things stay the way they are, we could get it probably this winter.
Yeah.
Coming in for round number 2, Roman Reigns at number 6, John Cena at 7, Brock Lesnar at 8, going to Raw, SmackDown Live gets Randy Orton, and then to round out number 2, Raw gets The New Day. It was widely talked about Brock Lesnar was probably going to go number 1 in this draft. And as we'll talk about on Thursday night, on the actual show, Brock Lesnar's suspensions, or possible suspensions coming up, had his stock drop like any normal draft. problems arise, you get dropped. And that's what happened there for Brock Lesnar. He comes in at number 8. Everyone figured John Cena would come in for SmackDown. Everyone thought he may have been the number 1 for SmackDown. So him going round 2, not overly surprising. At least he made the SmackDown roster. Roman Reigns, who was perceived as the guy for Raw, went number 6 in the second round. That just shows Dean's elevated now over Roman.
Well, and also to be fair, Roman is still serving his suspension. I believe it's up to either today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So it makes sense that he's not going to go in the first round. He's not going to go number 1. The reception for Roman, even though he wasn't there, was not a positive one. There were a lot of boos. But it does show that Seth and Dean are both elevated above Roman because, like we said, Seth went number 1, Dean went number 2. So Roman's stock, I think, has dropped a little bit in the company in terms of just the suspension for the PEDs, and they don't maybe think as highly as they did before. I mean, he's still obviously very high up, and I'm sure everybody still likes him, but when you're slotted to be the guy or the man or the dude or whatever your title is, and you screw up like that, that hurts you a little bit.
It hurts you a lot.
I was actually a little surprised Roman went at 6. I figured he would go a little bit lower, not out of the top 10. But second round, number 6, it's perfectly acceptable. He's going Raw, so they're splitting Dean. They're splitting Dean, Seth, and Roman. Roman and Seth are going to Raw, so we can continue that feud. Dean is going off on his own, which, about time, Dean needs to go off on his own. He kind of needs to be split from Seth and Roman for a while, and they need to do their thing. John Cena, no real surprise. I think everybody figured he was going to SmackDown. Lesnar, I thought he'd go lower.
You really did?
Given everything that's happened, which, we're, like he said, we're going to talk about tomorrow, and the fact that one of the failures came yesterday, or hit the news stream yesterday, I'm really kind of surprised he went at number 8.
What's interesting is Randy Orton and John Cena are back on the same roster, mainly because John Cena won't be working house shows going forward. He's doing a select handful of house shows, the Australia tour, and China, but that's about it for John Cena for the most part this year. So Randy Orton will be one of the top faces for the house show circuit.
Good for him.
So we'll see what happens there. New Day, not surprising, going to Raw on that one to end round 2. So the tag champs are the women's champs so far on the Raw side.
Now, it should be noted that for right now, the champions are floating. So Dean Ambrose is floating, Charlotte is floating, New Day is floating. The only champions that are not moving around, I think, are the U.S. champions and the IC champions. Those are brand specific, but all the other titles, until it's decided what's going to happen with them, float from show to show.
And we'll get to go ahead.
So you'll still see Dean on Raw and SmackDown. You'll see Charlotte on Raw and SmackDown. You'll see New Day on Raw and SmackDown, which means until New Day drops the titles, the Wyatt feud can continue. Yay.
Possibly, and we'll talk about that here in a bit. Round number 3 started off with Sami Zayn going to Raw, Bray Wyatt going to SmackDown Live, The Boss, Sasha Banks going to Raw, Becky going to SmackDown, and Chris Jericho going to Monday Night Raw.
Sami Zayn went before Kevin Owens. He's so pissed. Kevin Owens was so upset. It was amazing.
Sami wanted to go a couple before Kevin Owens just to irk him a little bit, and he was able to.
Yeah, he was able to. It's like that sharp stick right in the side, like, haha, I beat you to Raw, haha. But yeah, so Sami going 11, that's great. Boo-Boo's going to SmackDown. I'm okay with this. And the Sasha and Becky, one's going to Raw, one's going to SmackDown. Again, two more ladies going high in the draft, top 20. Not going to complain about that. And of course, Chris Jericho. How can you forget Chris Jericho?
He wouldn't wear their stupid shirt right away until he got a scarf that was made red to go with the shirt.
Of course. If you're a fashionista like Chris Jericho, you just don't wear anything.
This is very, very true. Round number 4 had the United States champion Rusev going to Raw with Lana.
No shock.
IC champ The Miz with Maurice going to SmackDown Live. Then Kevin Owens going to Monday Night Raw. And I think the biggest shock so far in the top 20 is Baron Corbin going to SmackDown Live. Not where he ended up, but how high he went in the draft.
I'm not too shocked at how high he went. I mean, his stock has been on the rise, and it's been holding. So it's not terribly shocking he went at number 19. I'm extremely happy that they are keeping Kevin and Sammy together because I believe that feud is going to continue. And I want Owens and Zayn in the cell. I want that to be where this ends up. It's Owens and Zayn in the cell.
And rounding out round number four, the realest guys in the room, the certified G's, Enzo Amore and Big Cass go to Monday Night Raw.
Hey, hey, hey.
You can't teach that. Another team going to Raw in round number five was Gallows and Anderson. The Club.
So the Club is going to Raw. Balor is going to Raw. I guess we know who gets the kids in the divorce.
Quite possibly. Now, speaking of tag teams, this team is ready, willing, and Gable, American Alpha, going to SmackDown Live from NXT.
They had the most adorable reaction you've ever seen in your life. They were so excited. They were so excited.
But also, the crowd in the building was hot for them. They popped tremendous for American Alpha.
Oh, yeah. It was huge. It's like, yep, somebody's over. Yep, they're going to be fine.
They're going to be fine.
Again, it's a year ago. I don't think you would have gotten that reaction.
No.
It goes to show what, for really all the NXT people, but for a lot of the talent in general, what the network has done with the fan base in terms of just introducing the fans to talent, especially down in developmental, where when they come up to the main roster, they already have an established fan base. They already have people that know who they are, that are going to cheer for them. They don't have to work as hard to get them over.
Right.
Which is amazing if you think about that.
It really is amazing.
Because then you can just basically take the talent from NXT, hit the ground running with them, do a small reintroduction for people who may not know who they are, and then you just go.
Oh, apparently the Facebook chat's working. How about this? Hi Matt, hi Aaron, hi Whit. They're all chatting on the Facebook. How about that?
There's a chat on the Facebook?
It's actually working. How about that?
There is a chat. I did not know there was a chat on the Facebook.
There's a chat on the Facebook apparently now. Who knew? Who knew? We're finding these things out.
Hi, everybody!
Matt goes, cool, I like you guys doing on this Facebook now. We're testing this. I don't know if this has become a thing, but it's coming a thing right here tonight because, why the hell not? Keeping in round number five, Big Show went to Raw. Ziggler went to SmackDown. Surprised Big Show went a little bit that high because I figured, okay, it's Big Show. He should have been, like, a veteran at the end of the draft. But no, he was in round number five. And then in the moment of, we're going to screw with everybody. One of the biggest stars in NXT, Nia Jax.
Okay. Again, I'm not shocked about Big Show. He had to go sooner or later. It's respectable he went in the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't top 20. He was kind of right smack dab in the middle of the draft, more or less, so that's fine where he landed. Nia Jax. I love Nia Jax, okay? I'm just going to say this right up front. Right now, I adore her. I think what she's doing down in NXT is brilliant. She's hitting her stride in NXT. And this is what worries me, that they're now pulling her out of NXT, because I feel like she just needed
A year.
6 months to a year more in NXT to really polish up the character and make it even more special than it already is, and then bring it up to the main roster. Because I think my worry with Nia Jax is she's going to get lost. And I hope that doesn't happen because she's really such a unique character that I don't want her to get lost in the shuffle that is the women's division right now. Because everything's up in the air. And the last thing you want to have happen is have someone that doesn't necessarily know what to do. Because I'm not sure how the crowd's going to react to Nia.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they react to Nia going forward.
But, I mean, congratulations to her. She had an adorable reaction when she got called up. The thing is like, if you watch the NXT reactions, Finn was the only one that knew.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell Finn Balor knew he was getting called up. Everybody else had no idea.
Everyone else had no idea. Let's see. That concludes round number five. Round number six started off with the returning Neville.
Hey, hey, hey.
Going to Raw. Natalya going to SmackDown. Cesaro, who was not happy, going to Monday Night Raw. Del Rio going to SmackDown. And Sheamus going to Raw.
Cesaro wanted to go to SmackDown. He was not a happy camper.
Yeah. He wanted to go to SmackDown. The wrestling show. He was not too thrilled with this one.
No, he wasn't. Not at all.
By the way, the people, let's see, Corey Graves, Renee Young, Booker T, and Lita did a great job all night long on the Draft Center.
They held that down for 4 hours.
They did a pre-show, they did 2 hours during SmackDown Live, and the post-show where they did all the other picks, which we'll get to in a minute. They did a hell of a job.
Yeah, congratulations to them. A huge success for them. Very proud.
So yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. No surprise, they split up finally, Del Rio and Sheamus. So the League of Nations are split up officially for good, somewhat, now, with Del Rio going to SmackDown.
Which is good, because I think you'll give Sheamus a chance to shine more and Del Rio a chance to shine more, and I'm okay with that.
Very much okay with that one. So then we went to the network for the next set of picks, and starting in round number 7, and we sat here going, all right, let's get to the picks. Let's get to the picks, because they took a while.
Yeah, that's the only thing I didn't like about the post-show, was they did the interviews with the talent, and there was like 5 or so minutes in between the draft picks when you're sitting there and it's already 10 o'clock at night and you have to go to work the next day. You're like, come on, just get on with it. Please, just for the love of God, get on with it. You can interview everybody after you announce the draft picks, but please, I need to go to bed.
And it was more, she's waiting, where did Eric Rowan go? Where did Braun Strowman go? Like, that was sort of the thing, too.
Yeah, and that was also, Bray Wyatt had been drafted at that point, and the Wyatts were all entered separately. So Bray, Braun, and Eric were all eligible as individuals to be drafted. They were not drafted as a family, which was very upsetting to me because I knew they were going to get split up. And so it's like, all right, who is the sacrifice and is getting split off from the family? Who's going where? Just announce it, because it's... As we said it, when we started this, that this was kind of announced, I think, in terms of importance on the roster, and you can see where certain people fall in terms of what WWE sees them. So the fact that Strowman and Rowan did not make the top 30 is really an indicator of how they're viewed in WWE, which is kind of harsh.
It is. So there's that. So round number 7 had the Golden Truth going to Raw, the Usos going to SmackDown Live, Titus and Neil going to Raw, Demon Kane going to SmackDown, and Paige going to Monday Night Raw. I like Kane going to SmackDown because of Daniel Bryan.
Bryan Kane interactions, yes! I'm so excited. Actually, I saw a really funny headcanon today on Tumblr. I forget who put it out there. But it was that you have Corporate Kane bouncing back and forth because Corporate Kane doesn't remember getting drafted to SmackDown. And so he just shows up at Raw trying to get a job at Raw. And he also shows up at SmackDown trying to get a job with SmackDown.
I can see that. One there. But I just
and he need, just bounces back and forth.
I just need Kane and Bryan interactions. If you notice, Daniel Bryan, as the general manager of SmackDown, was picking a lot of his former opponents. You had Randy Orton, you had Bray Wyatt, and now Kane.
I want the really awkward moment between Daniel and Bray, where it's Bryan is now Bray's boss.
Yeah, he is.
I really, truly want that really supremely awkward moment between them, where it's like, you kidnapped me. You beat the crap out of me. I'm your boss now. And Bray's like, I don't give a crap.
Yeah, pretty much on that one. All right, so round number 8 had Darren Young going to Raw with Bob Backlund. Kalisto going to SmackDown Live, even though Monday Night Raw has the Cruiserweights. So, you know, that made sense. Sin Cara went to Raw. Naomi went to SmackDown Live. Swagger went to Raw. And The Ascension went to SmackDown Live.
I don't think there's any shock there.
As far as couples go, Paige got split from Alberto Del Rio, but you never know if they're actually split in real life now. And Naomi stays with the Usos.
I think, like, everybody's okay with that.
Yeah, everyone's okay with that.
I mean, it's unfortunate about Paige and Del Rio, but it's something of... you can't have everybody stay together.
No, you can't. But one of the things is, coming in number 36, Darren Young, he's a number one contender for the United States Intercontinental Championship on Sunday. And he's in round number 8, and The Miz went round number 4. It just shows, boy, there's a stark drop between champion and challenger there.
I'd like to point out that the challenger for the U.S. title hasn't been drafted yet.
Because we had the Dudley Boys in round number 9 going 42, going to Raw, and Zack Ryder, 43, the U.S. championship contender, going to SmackDown Live. 43. That was where I was headed with that. It's like, well, oh boy, really gotta believe in these contenders going into the pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, they could surprise people. They're definitely trying to rebuild Darren Young. They're definitely trying to rebuild Zack Ryder. They want to make them into something potentially, at least for Darren Young. And for Ryder, this is really, I think, his last chance to make it or break it.
Yeah, but The Ascension went ahead of Zack Ryder. Jack Swagger went ahead of Zack Ryder.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying.
I'm just pointing these things out. Just pointing them out. To finish off round number 9, Summer Rae went to Raw. Apollo Crews went to SmackDown Live. Boy, that's a fall for him. Mark Henry went to Raw. And Alexa Bliss comes up from NXT to SmackDown Live. I like that pick.
The Evil Sparkle Fairy is coming to SmackDown. I'm very excited.
She may be small, but she is fierce.
Oh, yeah.
I like that pick. I've been talking about her coming up for a while now. I thought that's a good pick.
Yeah, I mean, Alexa, I think, has gone as far as she can go in NXT. She's ready to come up. The character's ready to come up.
You don't waste her moments down in NXT. Let her breakout moments be on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would play that one. So far, those are the top 9 rounds. Round number 10 has Braun Strowman going to Raw, Breeze Dango going to SmackDown Live. And then the Social Outcast are going to Monday Night Raw at number 50. Wait, no. Just Bo.
Just Bo Dallas.
So I'm going to pause it there for a second, as they did the video on the network, and it's like, well, yeah, we're all excited, we're going, but it was only Bo, and they're all like, son of a, you know what?
Heath couldn't take it, he stormed off. Curtis was like, I can't deal with this, because they were so worried they were going to get split up. Meanwhile, Bo's like, I'm freaking excited! I'm going to Raw!
He had a fancy new shirt, he was excited.
I love Bo Dallas. He's adorable.
I want more Bo Dallas.
I need more Bo Dallas in my life. I miss the Bo Dallas from NXT so much. I want that Bo Dallas on my television because it's so entertaining. It's like, come on, just do the thing. Just let him be. Just let him. Please just let him. He's so entertaining. Like, you have to give Bo Dallas all the props in the world for doing everything that he does and just being like, eh, screw it. And he runs around smiling and doing thumbs up and going, all you have to do is Bo leave! And a Bo train and everything else. Like, all the just ridiculousness that is Bo Dallas. You have to applaud him for doing that and just having no care about it.
No
like,
care.
He's totally fine with it.
Yeah, he is. Alright, round out number 10. Round 10, we have Eva Marie at 51 going to SmackDown. Brent is very excited on that one. Shining Stars go to Raw, and the Vaudevillains go to SmackDown Live.
Okay, I want to say something serious for a second. All you people bashing Eva Marie, back the crap off. Right now. All the jokes about her getting drafted to Pornhub and everything, back off. That's uncalled for. Alright? Not that anybody cares, and not that I have any authority whatsoever, but leave her alone. Just seriously, leave her alone. You know what? She went down to NXT, she got herself trained, and they're ready to bring her back up. You cannot fault her for going down there and learning. Is she the greatest wrestler in the world? No. But she at least made an attempt to learn. And you cannot fault her for that. Stop saying she needs to go do porn and all the other stupid comments you're making, alright? Just give her a chance and leave her be. I'm good now. Except for, you know, the sacrificial lamb that was Braun Strowman because he's going to Raw. So anyway, since Rock is having a sneezing fit, we're going to go ahead and do the final round. Round 11, coming in at number 54 is Alicia Fox. She's going to Monday Night Raw. Eric is staying with his father and going to SmackDown Live. Yay.
Yay.
Dana Brooke is going to Raw with Charlotte. So yay, they're not split up. And coming in at number 57, everybody get hyped, because Mojo Rawley is going to SmackDown Live.
Mojo's going to SmackDown Live. Really? Okay.
I'm excited for Mojo.
I did predict it, that he would be brought up. But yeah, it's interesting.
There's he can stay with Ryder.
He will go back with Ryder, because Ryder's going to lose, probably.
And we can get the hype rose.
We could. You talked about it. This could be the last chance for Ryder. No, he has one more chance, and that's the hype rose, because they need tag teams.
And coming in at number 58 is Curtis Axel, so he stays with Bo Dallas on Monday Night Raw. And coming in at number 59, Bada Boom, the realest chick in the room, Carmella, is drafted to SmackDown.
It's awesome. I'm happy for her. I'm really happy for Carmella.
Tim, you had your chance to make a joke. Don't do it now.
Is he making a joke now?
He's making a joke of how it sounded when I said I couldn't reach your sound. You had your opportunity at the beginning of the show to make dirty jokes. You declined. You don't get to make any more this evening.
You blew it. But I'm happy for Carmella coming up to SmackDown. She deserves it. Again, another one of those. She could use 6 more months down in NXT as the babyface, but let her shining moments be on SmackDown. That's cool.
I'm okay if they make her on SmackDown, because I honestly think she actually did go as far as she could in NXT, because she needs really strong heels to work against, and you have Charlotte and Dana on the main roster. You have, and with Charlotte having the women's championship, she will float. You could do more between Carmella and Alexa.
More importantly, you have Natalya.
And you have Natty. So you're giving Carmella more opportunities to grow and work against more women. And that's what you really want, is for Carmella to continue to grow. Because they do see something in her, and they want to make her into something. But they've really, there's not, with the roster call-ups that have occurred already, the women's division is not what it was in NXT. It's still being rebuilt. Mm-hmm. So I think Carmella's kind of hit all she can hit right now. Especially with Asuka and Bayley feuding over the title. I would have liked to have seen her get a run with the championship. Or, well, no, she had the run with the championship. Never mind, I'm sorry. Duh. But, I guess a longer run with it?
Yeah.
Or no, she never got the run with the championship.
Who, Carmella?
Yeah.
No, she never got the run with the championship, no.
I was gonna say, I don't know why, but it's like my brain was like, it saw her with the title, and it's like, no, she never beat Bayley. Never mind.
No, she never beat Bayley, no.
This is why I shouldn't Facebook Live and be tired, because I remember things that didn't happen.
In your mind, it happened.
In my brain, it happened. Because, yes, in my brain, all sorts of weird, crazy crap happens.
So, besides The Undertaker, Luke Harper, Nikki Bella, Triple H, Emma, that's it. That's all the ones, because they were injured, were not drafted. So that's everybody, right?
Nope, there's one person that did not get drafted. Bless his heart.
The lights legit went out on him.
Poor Heath Slater. They forgot about Heath Slater. Oh my god. Oh lord. So Heath Slater is a free agent. He's basically claiming he's... And if you go out and you read his Twitter, he's saying all kinds of things on his Twitter. They obviously have plans for him. I don't know what they involve. But they have plans for Heath Slater that don't involve the brands right now. So he could be a floater. He could go down to NXT. Who knows?
He could go to Evolve Wrestling.
He could go to Evolve Wrestling. It's really difficult to say what Slater is up to right now. I also want to come out and say quick set something about Nikki Bella, because a lot of people were complaining that Nikki Bella was not drafted. Nikki Bella was not drafted because Nikki Bella is injured. Okay, people? Luke Harper was not drafted because Luke Harper is injured. T.J. Wilson was not drafted. I can talk. Because he's injured. Nikki Bella was not intentionally left off. She's not eligible to be drafted.
Right, everyone injured was not eligible to be drafted, so that's why they were not picked.
Because also Brie Bella is still in the active main roster, technically. She was not drafted because she is taking a break.
She's retired.
Retired in quotations. She's thinking about it.
She's thinking about a lot of things.
Yeah. Maybe. It's not official yet. I don't think she's officially retired.
I think she... Maybe the paperwork...
No, but she's still on the active roster. They've still got her listed on the active roster.
Yeah, I think it's all more a formality at this point.
It's all a formality, but yeah. But because she's still listed on the active roster, she could potentially be eligible for draft, but she is not because she's currently not wrestling. She's on vacation / hiatus / taking a break / retired, whatever you want to call it. So they tried to do this legit where you're not drafting people that are injured to shows, because what this does is it makes them free agents. So when someone like Nikki Bella comes back, if she comes back, God willing, her neck scan turns out okay, that makes her something that Shane and Stephanie can bid for. That sounds horrible to say, but it's true. Luke Harper will probably show up and just go with Bray. Like, they're going to try and tell him where to go, and he'll just glare at them with the heat of 1,000 suns, and they'll leave him alone. Because wherever Bray is, Luke is not far behind.
This is very, very true. So that's the draft. Anything else we need to cover on this Rack Extra draft special?
I'm curious to give the rosters a try. I'm not necessarily a fan of the draft. I'll be interested to see if they do any kinds of trades with the rosters, if they kind of shift people around.
And there could be more people added to said rosters because they're both lacking mid-card talent, and there could be others added.
They're lacking mid-card talent. The women's division is a little unbalanced right now. Raw really got a lot, and this isn't a shot at anybody on SmackDown, but Raw really did get a lot of the top-tier talent, and SmackDown did get top-tier talent, but it's like, there's the A top-tier, and there's the B top-tier. I feel like SmackDown kind of got the B a little bit.
No. I would say they got high-quality A, but not a lot of high-quality A.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
They got, like, four top guys, and that's about it. They're missing... You need the second level. They went from second level to third level. They need a few second level people to even it out.
Yeah. And they could get that from NXT. Who knows?
Or people as an outside free agent.
Yeah, people as an outside free agent. You could have people come in from Evolve. And there's a lot of things that you could do with this. Raw obviously got a lot of more of the cruiserweights because they're doing the cruiserweight division. It's just the rosters, we're going to have to see how they balance out.
This is the beginning, not the end of the roster.
Yeah. This is, basically, they're going to probably run with the rosters for a couple weeks just to see how they go. And if they see that they need to make adjustments, I would not be surprised if they don't adjust the rosters accordingly.
SummerSlam will be the key because that's the first dual brand pay-per-view. After that, we're going to need to fill out pay-per-views individually for a while. So that's when I think, after SummerSlam, things will really balance out.
And remember, SmackDown is the priority right now for WWE because USA wants their numbers up.
Yes.
So, and that's why I guess what surprised me about the rosters was that with them wanting to push SmackDown more, that they did not get a little bit heavier complement of top tier.
I would agree with that. But this will do it for the first ever Facebook Live experience here on the Wild Talk Radio Network Facebook page, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. We may do this again.
We may do this again. Hey, we could do Total Divas Live.
Is this something you guys want? Let us know. Do you want to hear a SmackDown show?
Could do a SmackDown post show. We could.
It's up to you guys.
Let us know.
See what happens. Well, do it for us here on Facebook. Remember, we are live. Normal site, wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack, as we will be previewing WWE Battleground. We'll review NXT, give you all the news you can handle, so much more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This has been the Facebook Live thing. Follow us on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, at Linz Ward. Check out her artwork, behance.net/Linz Ward. Check out all the fine programming all week long right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com. Because the money was earned, yo. You can find us climbing, setting the bar. Or you can find us red carpet when we hitting it hard. Because the truth is you can find us wherever you are. Just look up, we're flying high with the stars. Because tonight is the night. Right place, high crowd. Yeah, we keep the throw down. Everybody get loud tonight.